Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. Think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Let's start with hearts.
Hearts. That's right. That's right. We love everybody.
Yeah. Hi, Jenny. Hello. Welcome to my orchid. Look at that crazy orchid.
Yeah, it's beautiful. How long have you had it?
This is 3 weeks old.
Oh, okay. Now, what's the biggest misconception about orchids that you've discovered, Dr. Dean? And then we'll talk about medicine later.
Orchids do not need that much water. Their roots are sort of exposed. So if you're in a humid environment, they get water that way. So you really only have to mist the roots once a week.
Yeah.
But you do have to have them near sun. So I have a grow light that they live under, and I have some outdoors as well. So they get natural sunlight.
Very good.
So, excellent. Watering. Yep.
The thing that I know about orchids is people get one and they have all the blooms come off and they have it for 2 or 3 weeks and they think it's dead and they throw it away.
Oh, yeah. You can rehab it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just let me say, this is part of my shirt. This is part of my shirt. Just so
and it's
you
not
know.
A bra strap, huh?
I know. Maybe I'll do this.
No, that's fine. That's funny. That's sweet. It's part of the pattern. That's right.
Okay, what are we doing this week, Jenny?
Well, we're first of all saying hi, X. Hi, Facebook Live. Hi, YouTube. Welcome to the Dr. Carolyn D podcast live and in color with our very own inimitable Dr. Carolyn Dean, who we all love and adore, and who saved us from the dearth of death by modern medicine and all kinds of other terrible misfortunes through her radical obedience to nature and the nature's way of medicine, and also by providing us with her amazing formulas, none of which we're able to talk about or promote, but we slip them in there anyway. So, and she's an incredible author, and she's got so much to say, and has said it so many times in so many different ways, and will continue to say it because there are still sick people on the planet who don't know. Right, Carolyn?
They don't know. And the forces try to keep us from educating people. So we just keep mouthing off and saying that our formulas are the best in the world and everybody must take them.
That's right. And also we have to understand some of the perils of our current food system, our soil systems, and other things. And to that point, this week, we are talking about Dr. Dean's launch of her most incredible book so far, Exposing Sugar Toxicity, A Clinical Perspective, which really sums up her 50 years of work talking about the dangers of sugar to our cellular health. And it is part of a three-part series. This is the first book. There will be two books to follow. And it really is, I would say it's part of your legacy library, wouldn't you say, Carolyn?
Well, I don't know. You're saying it. It is so funny. Ginny and Melody Rose and Sheila and the gang, they want to create my legacy. And I don't know. I'm not leaving for another 50-100 years. So I don't know when I'm going to be legacied out of existence.
No. It's not about death. It's about having the words and your wisdom immortalized immortalized so that people have access to it at all times. And there's clarity there because I don't know, we've had Reset the Yeast. Well, you started with the Dini Petty Show talking about sugar. Then we had the yeast overgrowth with the Dr. William Crooks. Then we had Reset the Yeast overgrowth. Then we've had video series. Then we've had everything talking about this, but this consolidates it and says, voila, mm-hmm. boom, that's it, right?
Yeah, Melody Rose is awesome. She just took all the information and packed it together. I went through it, kept adding things. I mean, it's just, you can't stop. It's amazing. There's so much.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. What's the thing you like the most about the book?
That I get to say things that nobody else has said. Yeah. Because I'm looking at things from so many angles. The sugar people, they'll write about sugar but not put in about yeast overgrowth, or they won't put in the fact that vitamin C and sugar are so chemically similar that they're fighting for a place inside your cells. Mm. It talks about that. And I'm talking about how you really can't avoid sugar 100%, sugar, like the sugar, wheat, and dairy, because we don't break down into glucose molecules. Dairy, it'll break down into lactose, sugar molecules, all those feed yeast. So what I developed, I mean, again, for myself, because I just couldn't keep trying to starve the yeast, it wasn't working. So I created a formula combination, a Saccharomyces boulardii, humic fulvic, and a picometer silver that take care of the overload of yeast, because we need yeast. Yeast is part of our body. Yeast and fungi, they're mildew, mold, fungi, yeast, they're attacking things that are dead and dying. Mm. If we didn't have mold and mildew, which are cousins of yeast, the force would be stacked up to the sky because they don't break down without mold and mildew. So we've got to acknowledge that yeast is there for a purpose, but we have to keep it in its place, which is the large intestine. So there.
Very good. Excellent. I concur with all those things. And the book is fantastic. It's on our website for members. We'll talk about that more. But if you're a member, you already know, and you're probably already taking your little fingers there right now, drcd.com, and looking for her publications. It's also on Amazon. So if you're a Kindle fan, you can put it on your Kindle and read it. And we're going to continue to talk about it, and we'll feature some of the topics of the book as we go throughout the next couple of weeks through Dr. Dean's blogs and stuff. But we're very, very happy to be able to show this to everybody. And it's a big thing with Maha, isn't it, Carolyn?
I suppose so. I mean, I don't know what Maha's doing. We'll get to the things that they're trying to accomplish. But man, the Maha people, they're fighting up, you know, to go upstream. You know, they're fighting with the salmon who are all over them. The rapids are coming down. Their boats are surrounding them. It's tough out there. I have it easy because I have folks like Ginny and Rachel and everybody in our team to work with. I get no pushback. I'm in charge. But if the Maha people want me to attend their twice weekly meetings so they can, you know, determine how to deal with things, I don't want to do meetings. Ginny knows that. No, just tell me what you're going to do and we'll make it happen.
That's right. That's right. Carolyn is a happener. She's not a meter. She's a happener. So mm-hmm. once you decide, you let her know and it'll be done in 2.3 seconds. Good, bad, or indifferent, it's going to be done. Yeah. That's exactly right.
It's usually good. It is very often good.
Yes, it's usually very good. But also, Carolyn, I think with the getting rid of the sugar, the SNAP program is a big issue.
Oh, right.
People don't understand how these poor kids in the inner city who I witnessed with my eyeballs for 15 years are running down to the Speedway with their EBT card, and they're getting a big sleeve of chocolate donuts and a Mountain Dew in the morning and calling that breakfast. And people are all upset that these things are being denied through the SNAP benefit program. And they don't understand. These kids, Willie had kidney stones at 10, Carolyn. How do you have kidney stones at 10 years old? I mean, these environments are very bad, and the children are unsupervised a lot of times because they've been abandoned by their families who have challenges that can't pay attention to them.
Right.
And they're off on their own making very bad choices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and wait until they initiate the work requirements for benefits, because I've said it before on the show here in Maui, the young people got used to getting their COVID payments to stay out of work or whatever. Our company never lost a day of work. We just kept going. Anyway, it's important that people feel that they're part of society, they're part of the work energy, they gain, you know, confidence and with the responsibility. It really changes a person, rather than using your smarts and your brilliance to try to what is it, be part of the underground or beat the system. Or what was it about something about the man? You're going to beat the
man. Yeah, stick it to the man, right? You're going to stick it to the man. That's right.
At a certain point in their life, they're going to be the man.
That's right.
They've got to be ready for that. And they, you know, be part of the environment. But at the same time, look at all the information out there that shows that every institution, we look at medicine and big pharma and big food and think they're so corrupt. Every other institution is corrupt as well. And again, that's why we're able to sort of step aside and just do our thing. Except when the institutions like the FDA try to slam us down because we're helping people. But anyway, this is all understood, and it's not even that we keep a stiff upper lip. You know, we just keep our bliss. We are responsible for making our own joy or making our own sadness. So, yeah, I'd rather create joy.
Yes. I agree. In hearts, joy in hearts. This is going to go down as the biggest heart show ever.
Yeah. So,
that's right. So that's the book. That's the fight, is to get sugar. Now, look, Carolyn was starting in the 80s talking about sugar paying all the prices. Here she is in the 2025s of all the time in the world, still talking about things she's very passionate about. She hasn't given up her part of the fight. And she's asking you to join her. Get this book and share it with somebody who needs to learn what sugar is doing to their body. Mm-hmm. You know, support and get into the trenches and let them, because this is a clinical perspective. This is not an opinion piece. This is very well documented with all kinds of clinical research. And very clear about the importance of eliminating as much sugar as possible, processed sugar, out of your diet. So very good.
So I'm just looking. The Kindle Exposing Sugar Toxicity. On one time, when I go into Amazon Exposing Sugar Toxicity, they say it's zero. Oh, it's 99 cents. 0.99 cents, folks.
I know. You're not allowed for it to be zero. Amazon won't allow it. There's no zero-ness. Or we probably would give it away because we do that kind of silly stuff. But 99 cents.
Yeah. So, and that's something that you can give to other people, like Ginny said. I think there's a function on Amazon now where you can buy something and send it to somebody else.
Yes, and there's a function like that on our website too. Just so we know, that gift feature, thank you, Nan, is operational and people are already using it, whipping gifts off all over the planet. gifts of love and gifts of stabilized ions of magnesium. So we've got that too, because we are super cool and groovy.
Yep. Oh, that's awesome. So does that deserve more hearts?
I think a heart. I think we have to heart that 100%. We heart Derek and Brian because they're the ones who do that kind of crazy stuff. Yay!
Okay.
What's next, sweetheart?
Okay, we have to, we highlighted the new book of the whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Book of the week. Is that what we're calling it? Book of the week? And now we go to the blog. Now, the blog is kind of a week behind. We're still looking at my book on the gut. And what did I call that book? Let me go up here. I don't know if I have it written down, but it's a very nice, silly title, and I can't find it. And the topic is
parasites. Halitosis to hemorrhoids.
Oh, halitosis to hemorrhoids. Yeah. A gastrocomical review.
That's right.
So this is about gut-related infectious organisms, parasites. And unfortunately, the subtitle, You Are Not Home Alone, ended up on the cutting room floor, but that's okay. And basically, you can read the blog at drcarolyndean.com. At the bottom of the page is the first entry or whatever is the latest blog. So the blog goes through the ways you can pick up parasites, especially when you travel or go camping in the summer and, you know, drink out of a river that you think is clean. And I don't know how you'd know the river is clean if you don't test it. So what I know about parasites, though, I learned in New York, Manhattan, when I was doing the AIDS and chronic fatigue clinical trial. And we did tests on everyone in our study. And they all had all the common viruses, bacteria. They had yeast. They had parasites. And for the parasite testing, we had to send patients to this amazing doctor who looked at fresh stool samples, and we called him the parasite whisperer. He could find parasites. And what we learned, or what I learned, was a fresh sample is the best way to diagnose parasites. A preserved sample often means that the parasite shrinks and it's not even visible under a microscope. So the patients who were taking lots of medications, the gay population, they were taking preventive antibiotics, uppers, amyl nitrate, all these chemicals and drugs, they were challenging the immune system and weakening people to the point where they had yeast, and they had all the viruses, they had everything. And so it's then that I began to develop a theory that a depressed immune system, along with nutrient deficiencies and a lack of hydrochloric acid in the stomach, would make a very hospitable environment to these parasites. And later I found out that magnesium is necessary for stomach acid production. And it stops the esophageal or diaphragmatic spasms that cause acid reflux or heartburn. So what we know so far about this parasite business, it's hard to get a diagnosis. There's no simple blood test for parasites. Then if you do get a proper diagnosis, the drugs for parasite infection can be quite toxic. And further on in the blog, I talk about using something called grapefruit seed extract. A Nutrabiotic brand has a product called GSE, grapefruit seed extract. So when I lived in Manhattan, I frequently had bouts of abdominal distress, and I made sure to wash my produce with GSE drops and take a few drops when I ate out. But you know, after using my own products here in Maui, especially after I put together my Flora Revive and the Pico Silver for yeast overgrowth, I didn't need to do any GSE anymore. I still have an old bottle in the cupboard. And it was because I have a robust immune system and my stomach acid is working just fine. So I don't get gas and bloating or stomach pain after eating out or eating a suspect food. I just don't get parasites. Now, what can happen is you can eat a parasite and your stomach acid will kill it. That's all. Or if your intestinal environment is strong, your microbiome is strong, you don't have a leaky gut, the parasite just passes through. But I do have this list in the blog about washing your produce with the GSE, taking the grapefruit seed extract when you travel, especially. And when you're traveling, you really have to watch that you don't brush your teeth with the tap water. Don't rinse your toothbrush with tap water. And the bottled water that you use, you really have to make sure the top has been sealed, you know, in a manufacturing facility, not an easy to open bottle that the staff just fills up with tap water. Watch out for ice cubes. They'll be made with tap water. And, watch out for eating local cuisine. I guess you'd say eat things that are well cooked and try to avoid salads and whatnot that could have parasites. And then, as I said, there's a Picometer Silver. There's our Flora Revive antifungal probiotic. And I guess what I'm learning about our customer base is that we hardly ever hear about our customers being diagnosed with parasites. And it could be because of our formulas keeping yeast overgrowth under control, which means you're not allowing parasites to have a hospitable landing site. And then with HerbWise, the cloves, I showed you my cloves last week that I use as a breath mint, but they're also antiparasitic. And there's wormwood, there's garlic. So you can read the blog and get that information. So let's go back to Ginny and see how she's doing.
I'm doing fantastic, Carolyn. Your senior executive producer, Bob, is concerned that your bra is showing. We went over that already, but he must have not missed that part. So he's trying to correct it from his seat. I don't,
Bob, have you ever seen me in a white bra?
So there's a little TMI, but it's okay. We're all family here. All hearts. We're all family.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, yeah. Bob. That's right. So there we go. So Michelle did have a question, and I had a question too, Carolyn. My question is, what do you think of all this business about cancer and parasites and ivermectin and things of that nature? Do you think that that's any substance there?
I'm sure. Yeah. And I don't know how to describe it. I don't know if they've done the quote proper studies, and I don't know if they ever will, because they, meaning allopathic medicine, doesn't want it to be known that there is a cheap, non-patented, on the market for like 40, 50 years, safe, no side effects, that could be treating cancer. Yeah. So what do you do but tell people to do your own research, do a little studying. It's certainly effective for parasites. And, you know, perhaps if we're looking at the hospitality of the body to parasites, it means the body is toxic, run down, weakened, and is that an environment for cancer? So, there's the physical aspect of cancer, but we will always bring in the German New Medicine total biology of cancer, which is the conflict basis of disease. But in a hospitable environment, a person with a conflict will get sick quicker than another person. So there's levels and layers. And for the German New Medicine approach and free books to understand this whole theory about the conflict is DannyCarroll.com. So I think Danny-CARROLL.com, and you can register there for free books about German New Medicine and really understand that the body, the brain, when it's conflicted, will try to solve the problem, and it often involves a body part or creating some buildup of cells somewhere to solve the problem that allopathic medicine calls a cancer. Any abnormal growth is cancer in allopathic medicine, but in German New Medicine, it may be the body trying to solve a problem.
Very good. Very good. So speaking of that idea around German New Medicine, Michelle, one of our longtime very good customers and a loyal listener to the show, says, can you ask Dr. Dean if there's an issue with staying on higher levels of Flora Revive, say 4 to 6 a day, and Pico Silver, 4 to 6 teaspoons for a long time? My candida and C. diff are stubborn. Could I have parasites too? I know, you know, you've always talked about long-term unrecoverable when they're being treated so aggressively, possibly do also have German New Medicine behind them.
Right. Yes. I would be looking at German New Medicine, but also, if you read the blog, Michelle, I put in a few other things that you can look at. I like to recommend something called diatomaceous earth. And this is like shells of little microorganisms, as I understand it, that have little spicules that can stab parasites in the GI tract, but apparently they don't affect humans. And you can take a teaspoon of this in with your, either with your psyllium or just straight, but look up diatomaceous earth. And that would be a physical treatment for parasites. Charcoal can be used too, but I try not to recommend charcoal too much because it turns the stool black and then you can't really diagnose a bleeding bowel if you're already taking so much charcoal that your stool is black from the charcoal. So look at German New Medicine, look at diatomaceous earth, and let me just see. I don't even know if in Total Biology we talked about parasites. We talked about fungus as a way of the body eating up cancer. So parasites. I have a couple thousand pages here. What are the parasites in us? Patients say their behavior changes when their parasites are treated. Starve the parasites, also work on the meaning of the parasites and also the conflict. Work on the conflict in the following levels: spiritual, intellectual, feeling, body, sex. So I don't know, I don't even know what to say about that. But if you look up the definition of parasites, then look at what in your life could be parasitic and eating on you. Something of that nature. Really go into it in an intellectual way.
Now, I know, Carolyn, at one time, one of our family members was struggling with some gut issues, and you recommended a stool sample testing. Do you still believe in that? Do you think that's a good idea? If you thought you had parasites, should you be tested before you haul off and start taking ivermectin or something like that?
Well, I don't know. The parasite testing may have advanced because there are antibodies that the body, where the body attacks parasites, and there are antigen markers of parasites that can test it. If there's some advanced parasite testing, that would be interesting. Or, like I said, a fresh stool sample, but there are a few hospitals that look at fresh samples. They're all preserved. But some of the, like, Smoky Mountain Lab, they might be doing a type of parasite test that involves the polymerase chain reaction, DNA type testing of parasites.
Okay, very good. All right. That's wonderful. Donna Woods asking, how can you tell if your stomach acid is low or just right?
Yeah, that's a good question. I guess it would be how you feel after a meal. Like if you eat a meal and it just sits heavy and you start kind of burping right away and feeling not quite right, that to me would be hydrochloric acid. Okay. If the discomfort is maybe half an hour, even an hour later, that could be more the enzymes in your small intestine. Mm. Okay. So for one, if, you know, until you got your REMAG going and your Realign and your different formulas that we have, and if it's yeast related, treating that, in the meantime, look for a hydrochloric acid tablet for the top stuff. And for an hour or so later, look for pancreatic enzymes. And I think the driving back a ways on that, just don't eat so much.
Yeah, right.
In a meal, eat half of what you think you want, chew it really well, 30 times per bite, and it'll satisfy you better. When you eat really fast, then the mechanisms in your body that go up to your brain that say, hey, I'm full, if you're eating too fast, you won't get the feedback in time to stop eating.
Very good. Very good. Okay. We have a very lively chat tonight. A lot of people with a lot of questions. We're halfway through the show, so I don't want to not continue, but I do. What would you like to do? Do you want a few more questions, Carolyn, or do you want to continue?
I'll do a few words and then we'll take two or three questions between each article or whatever.
Okay.
So the next is the Maha agenda. What are they doing? RFK Jr. has been speaking out about commercially made bread and cereals being full of glyphosate and other pesticides and herbicides, and a likely cause of autoimmune diseases, he says, from irritable gut and eczema to asthma and thyroid problems. Glyphosate is Roundup, and that product, that toxin poison, was developed alongside genetically modified seeds. And these seeds and the plants from them were able to withstand glyphosate. So they wanted to create a system where they had a plant where you could just pound it with glyphosates to stop the pesticides and the pests and herbs. So you wouldn't have to put in the labor intensive weeding. Seriously, they just tried to mechanize the agriculture and farming with this combination, GMO and glyphosates. And what happened was, I don't know when it was realized, in the company knew it, Monsanto was the originator, that these plants could not produce viable seeds to plant the next crop. So that just, it led to suicides in farmers who depended on taking the seeds from their plants and growing new crops. So that's pretty horrible. Just quickly, there was a termination of 22 mRNA vaccine development investments because the data showed these vaccines failed to protect effectively against upper respiratory infections like COVID and the flu. So this is an agency, the research they say is under an agency called BARDA, Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority. And here's what BARDA says about itself. It plays a crucial role in ensuring the nation's preparedness for health emergencies by supporting the development of, are they going to say immune system? Nope. By supporting the development of vaccines, are they going to say immune system next? Nope. Drugs, are they ever going to say immune system? Nope. Diagnostic tools. Nothing to do with nutrients or the immune system or protecting the body. It's all about the vaccines, drugs, and diagnostic tools. And the next topic, it's not necessarily MAHA, but from the Department of Energy and their newly published climate report. And I'm bringing it up here because there's the concerns about the climate have caused people, especially young people, a lot of stress. The climate scaring that's been going on for so many decades has got a lot of people not sleeping at night. And they say it's a lot of the youth. So July 29th, 2025, Department of Energy published a report entitled A Critical Review of Impacts of Greenhouse Gas Emissions on the U.S. Climate. They evaluated existing peer-reviewed literature, et cetera, and they provided a critical assessment of the conventional narrative on climate change. Among the key findings, they concluded that carbon dioxide-induced warming appears to be less damaging economically than commonly believed, and that aggressive mitigation strategies could be more harmful than beneficial. Additionally, the report finds that U.S. policy actions are expected to have undetectably small direct impacts on the global climate, and any effects will emerge only with long delays, like decades and decades. The report was developed by the 2025 Climate Working Group, five independent scientists assembled by Energy Secretary Chris Wright, with diverse expertise in physical science, economics, climate science, and academic research. They found that claims of increased frequency or intensity of hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, and droughts are not supported by U.S. historical data. So this is the report you want to download, print up, and give to your kids and grandkids. It's a critical review of impacts of greenhouse gas emissions on the U.S. climate. It's available, print it up. Over to you, Ginny.
Say, print it up, I say. That's right. Yeah. I mean, I've told the story many times. When I was in the fifth grade, they slapped a gas mask on my face and told me that I was going to be not able to breathe through anything but this by the time I turned 18. This hoax has been going on forever. And it's appalling. And it does terrorize children. And it disrupts our entire way of life. I mean, and it also undermines people's confidence in nature. I mean, the earth produces more toxins than we could ever produce. Mm-hmm. The earth itself is constantly belching and farting.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous to think we can control any of that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Question. Speaking of toxins, my friend's granddaughter has MRSA and is strong antibiotics and is still struggling. I gave her Pico Silver today to put on her wounds. Is this appropriate? Good advice.
Where's the wound? What is it?
Where is the wound, Linda? Let us know and in the chat line, and then Carolyn will be able to let you know.
Because we've had, personally, I've had amazing success let's say with myself, getting an edible clay, which means it's a clean clay, and mixing the pico silver in the clay, making a mush, and just putting it on a wound. And it just pulls out the bad stuff and starts the healing. Silver is still used every day in medicine for horrible burns. It's the only thing they impregnate silver into gauzes and just lay it on people with burns to keep them from getting infected and to help the healing.
Inner thigh of the leg.
Yeah, so that's accessible to a nice poultice. And then you just wrap it up with a big handkerchief or something light and leave it on, wear it to bed in the morning, shower it off and apply it again.
Okay, excellent. Now, Carrie is asking, I don't sleep well at night. I'm in menopause. I'm 57. I get extremely tired in the afternoon. What would you do for energy if you were me?
I'd look at our magnesium and our multiple mineral, Remag and Remite, because the sleeping can be a magnesium deficiency, and the tiredness itself could be thyroid. And everybody needs our magnesium and multiple minerals. So it's not really a prescription specifically for what you're asking. But with the thyroid, there are 12 minerals in the Remite. 9 of them support thyroid hormone production. So that's going to get the energy of the thyroid working for you again. And what you would do is call up our customer experience people and talk about dosing, and they'll give you the support you need to follow through with that.
Okay, very good. Excellent. Okay, we have more questions, but we're going to press on with a few more topics, and then we'll come back to our questions. Carolyn?
Questions and comments is our next topic level. This is a testimonial, actually. Someone is saying, I just wanted to reach out and say how much I appreciated the Complete Guide to Mental Health. That was the second or third last book that we put out. Your clear, grounded insight into the role nutrients and lifestyle play in mental health is so needed right now. It's refreshing to see a science-backed, practical resource like this that's also easy to digest. Your decades of work in integrative health shine through. I also left a 5-star review on Goodreads. It's the least I could do to show support. Boom. My question is, what would be helpful if someone was having radiation treatment? The reason for radiation is for 5 years post prostatectomy for cancer and prostate, where all cancer was removed and only showed in the prostate. There was more treatment, but let's answer in general about support when someone, whether prostate cancer, breast cancer, etc. I'll just talk in general. And so I think where I'd go with this is, with our customer base, we've been told time and time again that with our formulas for magnesium, our methylated food-based Bs, that's Realign, our whole vitamin C, our omega-3 algae, our D3K2, and our Pico Silver and Pico Zinc, that people don't experience radiation burn or hair loss or fatigue. So that's what I would say. It's not that we have a specific treatment. There's also a selenium we have that is very supportive of the immune system. And this person goes on to say, some oncologists state that if a person is 75 years old, they would not do anything. Why would they say that? I say that's sort of the old timey days where they thought that we would only last to about 75 or 80, and that why treat a person when most cancer back in the day was slow growing. And they would just say, well, a person will die of natural causes before the prostate cancer catches up. But these days, I mean, we're going to be living as long as we want. So that was the feeling back then. I would say to treat. I don't know anything about this case, but as I said, it used to be slow moving. I don't know if I can say that it's different now, but I do know with the COVID virus and the COVID shedding and the jab and the jab shedding, I think we're at more risk for ourselves getting out of control. And we do have to aim to perfect ourselves and perfect our immune system to keep ourselves healthy. So if at all possible, people should be on all our formulas, including our selenium formula. Yeah, so I would just, send people this person to the customer experience and also to German New Medicine. The conflict with prostate has to do with a grandfather or a potential grandfather not knowing if his children are going to have children, not knowing if his line is continuing. And that can be a concern for many people now because so few of our young people are having children. So there are a lot of grandchildren not being born right now, which in the mind of a potential grandfather is going to say, oh my gosh, I want to have more children so I can have grandchildren. And then the prostate is activated. So that's interesting. Okay, Ginny, I have more questions, but I'll go to you because you have questions.
I have a couple questions. One of the things, this is kind of a fun thing. Julie's saying, Julie Dickey, to ask you who the famous podcaster was that was at the market. And did you want to tell a story about that?
Actually, yeah, let me see if that, where did that go? Yeah, Julie, it's interesting because we can jump to this, Rachel. In my pros and cons of supplements, drugs, and research, I started to quote this brilliant podcaster about the peer review process of scientific research is fake. Yeah. So this is something that Eric Weinstein says about science. He said that science-based medicine that depends on peer review is fake. In 1965, the federal government, with the Medicare Act, had to pay for so many medical procedures that they began to ask, why are we assigning this many medical procedures and having to pay for them? So the editors for the scientific journals started asking for papers to support the need for Medicare to pay for these medical procedures. And they couldn't get, I'm just trying to quickly summarize, but what they did was kind of have a buddy system where I'm going to write this paper. Just say it's okay. So it began to be this, just a circle of people agreeing with one another. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a proper peer review at all. It was something that they all had it was like an inside joke. Oh yeah, we can do this. You know, we want more medical research to be accepted. So we'll kind of fudge the data. So this person, Eric Weinstein, I'd listened to some of his podcasts, brilliant person. I'm walking around our upcountry store, our produce vegetable store. We have hundreds of goods there. And in front of me is Eric Weinstein. So I stared at him. I said, are you Eric Weinstein? And he sort of gave me a little grin and sort of a little nod. And I said, "Are you?" And he said, "Yeah," kind of little hesitantly. And I said, "Can you prove it?" I'm identifying him, and that I said, "Can you prove it?" And it was, well, there's my wife and my son and daughter over there. And then he said, "Can I have a hug?"
He said, "That's great.
Can I have a hug?" Now, Julie's bringing it up because since she's come, she's been telling Bob how everybody hugs me at the market and at the store and even in Costco. And Bob loves it because I never come home and say, "Hey, Bob, I got 10 hugs today." It's not a thing for me. So Julie said, I just put it on such a level where these famous people are coming up to me and asking for a hug.
So great. Yeah. That's great. That's great. Excellent. Excellent. Yes, he's brilliant. And so is his brother, Brett. You know, Brett is his brother, right?
Yeah.
Very cool.
We have to find out about their parents. I mean, that's a real combination there. But, you know, he's brilliant, but he's got this theory in physics and people won't listen to him. And he's sort of despondent about it. But when I met him, he was just a happy guy. And he loved all the stories I told him and what we were up to and the farm and this and that. So it was really fun. He took a lot of selfies of us.
That's great. I'll have to check his Instagram, see if he posted them.
Yeah, I'll have to start posting on his Instagram. And yeah, I have to talk to you about that because my email comes up when Carolyn Dean posts. So I don't really want that to happen.
Right. Okay. We'll figure it out. All right. 9 minutes to the close of the show, Carolyn. What is going on?
Stop it. Okay. Are there any questions before?
Bob is correcting our pronunciation. Could be mine, could be yours. I think it's Weinstein.
No, Bob, if you listen to when he introduces himself, he says Weinstein, like a beer stein. So that's how I remember it.
Very good. Bob is not doing well tonight. He's trying to fix your clothing and correct your pronouncements, and it's not working very well.
Okay, Mr. Singh, our lovely Mr. Singh, who's asking us great questions, has two more questions, and it's wonderful to have this exchange. So he's asking about fibrin. He says, "I've read that fibrin is a protein involved in blood clotting," and it is. "Are there ways to naturally reduce excessive fibrin levels in the body?" he asks. "Also, I came across some claims suggesting that excess fibrin might contribute to cardiac or cartilage damage. Could you clarify whether there's any scientific basis for this? And could you elaborate on the role of fibrin as a protein in general?" So it's a lot of questioning there. But what I say is the first thing that comes to mind is that fibrin is affected by dehydration. If you're dehydrated, this can lead to changes in plasma volume, which may alter the concentration of clotting factors, including fibrinogen, which makes fibrin, and can impact the strength of the fibrin network. Therefore, it's important to consider hydration status when evaluating fibrin levels. So keep hydrated and then you won't clot as much. Causes of high fibrinogen levels: infections, injury, inflammation, stress, pregnancy, smoking, birth control pills, genetic mutations, age, cold temperatures, diet, lots of meat, sugar, low vitamins, low minerals, and obesity. So you go through all that and you think of all these causes, and they're all modifiable by lifestyle. I think what I started seeing with just about everything now, I'll just jump to something. I was listening to a podcast about 10 ways to increase your mitochondria or whatever your mitochondria. I mean, it was just like this list. All they're able to do these days is talk about diet, stress, sleep, exercise. They're all important. Do something about them. But this one at least talks about low vitamins and minerals, but they don't tell you, well, it's magnesium, and it's the right type of magnesium. It's vitamin C and the right type of vitamin C. So basically, lifestyle, our formulas, water, what is it? Half your body weight in ounces of water, a quarter teaspoon of sea salt in each liter of water, and try to get that down and do it before late afternoon. Get all your water done so you're not up all night running to the bathroom. And there's another great question from Mr. Singh about nitric oxide. So he says, regarding nitric oxide, can you explain the role in the body? I've heard that. Now, the way he says it, I've heard this, I've read that. There's so many clicks and whatever teasers out there about all these things. And there can be half-truths in all of it, but I'm really happy that Mr. Singh is asking these questions so that I can try to answer them and give the real scoop. He says, I've heard that nitric oxide production declines significantly after the age of 40. Could you elaborate on why that happens and what the potential implications are for overall health? Now, how many times have I said 100 things are going to decline as you age, because they're measuring the sick population who aren't taking their nutrients, who aren't exercising, who aren't motivating their bliss factor. We really have to realize that aging is a construct, Julie. Aging is a construct. And what I think that's a word we grabbed from Eric Weinstein's YouTube discussions. Everything's a construct. So they're trying to scare you into thinking after age 40. I mean, they usually say after 50 or 60. It's because we're moving a bit less, we're getting tireder, we're getting sadder. We aren't taking our nutrients. If people took their, even just our Remag magnesium, they'd be sleeping better, have more energy, be more motivated, and then start taking the other formulas and live beyond our years. So what I say about nitric oxide, it dilates blood vessels. It's under the control of magnesium. Seriously. It's a big topic these days. And if you look at nitric oxide supplements, you think, oh, I'm just going to swallow some nitric oxide. No. What are the ingredients of these supplements? Magnesium, for Pete's sakes. And they're lesser forms of magnesium. They're not our picometer size stabilized ions of magnesium. So, and as I said, when you see these statements that nutrients decline with age because we don't move around as much, we don't drink enough water, we do need to take better quality nutrients as we age. These nutrients make the body processes work, and it's fit. It's as simple as that. If you listen in on our archives with Nathan, our 90-year-old insurance salesman, he says he's gained a few decades of life by using our formulas. So there. What?
So there. No, it's Newman. You said Nathan accidentally. Newman McClellan.
Nathan is our Amish contact.
Yeah, Nathan Horning.
Newman. Sorry, Newman. I know you're listening, Newman. Here's hearts for you.
Hearts for Newman, for sure, for sure. Absolutely. So are we already at the top? We are. Okay. Dr. Carolyn Dean's where it's at, obviously, guys. I mean, seriously. We're getting ready to do a little bit of a remodel of the website, and we're adding some super cool and groovy stuff to it. We can never leave well enough alone. But Dr. Dean is there, drcarolyndean.com, all the time, has been for 1,000,000,000,000,000,000 years, no matter what everybody tries to do to her. And all of her resources there. Oh, look at that beautiful picture. Hey, Rachel, get rid of me, and I'm going to take a screenshot of Carolyn looking this beautiful. Wait a minute. I'll get rid of my...
Help. There we go.
One, two, three, smile.
Dude, help. I can't smile that much. Help me. Help me.
So, okay. Off. Get me off there, Rachel. Okay. 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 drcarolyndean.com. RNA Reset is the place for all the formulas. Please go visit, have fun, shop, buy gifts, which we've talked about. When you can add it to your cart and make it a gift, you can include a note. And the sales ticket will not have any pricing in it, so it will truly be a gift. And then also picopets.com. Do not forget your lovely, lovely four-legged friends. And get them doing exactly all the things they need to be doing as well. And we'll be back next week. And what else do we need to say? And also, when you go to Dr. Dean's website, check out the underneath the podcast, where at our top, right underneath that are all the podcasts she's been doing. You'll see she's been very busy. And there's some great information in there. Put those in your playlist and, you know, brush up, catch up.
Here you go, Jenny. Here, little hearts for you.
Hearts. Hearts. All right, everybody. Bye.
Aloha.
Aloha. Mahalo.
You have been listening to Dr. Carolyn Dean, the doctor of the future. Become a member of drcarolyndean.com. and get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.